the rest of the story. You thought you'd heard all of the Abe Lincoln stories, but it's unlikely you've heard this one. When Abraham Lincoln was living in Washington County, he was captured by the Indians. That's right, he was working a farm there, and the Indians, angered by the fact that Abe was encroaching on their territory, captured him and made him run between two rows of braves. And as Abe ran, the braves beat him with sticks, a humiliation known as running the gauntlet. Of course, you know that Abe survived, and that he was assassinated many years later, but when he escaped the Indian camp, he fled to Rockingham County. Perhaps because he was genuinely repentant for having settled on Indian land, or perhaps because he was just plain frightened, but at any rate, a year or two went by, the nightmare of the experience in Washington County continued to haunt him, to eat away at him, and the more he thought about it, the more certain he became that the land he had abandoned was his home, and it was cowardly, it was wrong to have run away, so Abe made up his mind once and for all that he would return to Washington County, to the little farm he had left, and he would claim it once again, and this time he would not forsake it. And this Abraham Lincoln did. 4 years passed. He split rails. He planted crops. He harvested the crops. 4 years, no trouble with the Indians, until one day. Abe was clearing a patch of forest to open a new field. At the top of its arc, the axe blade gleamed in the brilliant sunlight. The air was clean and fresh, laden with a pleasant aroma of green wood and wildflowers and freedom. No more would he lie awake at night fearing the wrath of the Indians. No more would he be consumed by self-doubt. Abe had finally stood up for what he believed. This land was his now, and nobody was going to take it away from him. But each time Abe's axe chunked into the side of the tree, it obscured another sound, a footstep, followed by another, and then another. 100 yards away, drawing closer, a lone Indian brave. Camouflaged in forest-colored buckskin, the Indian crept forward, carrying a long-barreled firearm of the white man. He had been sent on this mission by his tribe to journey to the Lincoln farm to kill Abe Lincoln. Abe continued to chop the tree. Stealthily, the brave made his way through the forest, treading on the swatches of grass, avoiding the dry twigs which might alert his prey. A sudden rustle in the treetops, a squirrel jumping from one limb to another, Abe glanced up, but then back to his work. As Abe raised his axe again, the blade glistened once more. The Indian lowered the barrel of his gun, took aim, and fired. Abe Lincoln felt the sting of the bullet in his back and fell to the ground. He looked up just in time to see an Indian brave disappear into the forest. Only a moment of consciousness was left, and within minutes, Abraham Lincoln was dead. And from a nearby clearing, his 8-year-old son Thomas had seen it all. You see, when Thomas grew up, he named his son after his father. And Thomas's son, also named Abraham Lincoln, became the 16th president of the United States. Have I untangled this adequately? What I'm saying is that for President Abraham Lincoln and his grandfather, both had the same name, both had sons Thomas, both had wives named Mary, and that's right, both were felled by a bullet from an assassin. And now you know the rest of the story.